My name is Barbara Berry Bailey. I identify as a Black American woman, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers. I was a fifth generation member of the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church until I could no longer wait to pursue service in our church as an ordained pastor. As a Black female U.S. citizen born during the Korean War, I have so many firsthand accounts of racial injustice, I'm not sure which ones to share. However, having been rooted in the gospel since birth, I have been and I continue to be surrounded by a cloud of witnesses who have pressed on and triumphed in spite of countless aggressions, both micro and macro, on a daily basis, even now. For example, in a recent position as interim pastor, I went to the hospital to visit an elderly senior member of the congregation and take her communion. I was dressed in black clerical shirt, white collar. I was wearing a small pictorial cross, black shirt, black jacket, and I wore black pumps. I smiled when I entered her room and extended my hand as I approached her bed. However, before I had a chance to introduce myself, she immediately requested, "Could you bring me another heated blanket and apple juice, please?" She did not notice that I was not wearing scrubs. She did not see my clergy shirt. She saw a black face, and she assumed that I was the CNA. Once past that, I did introduce myself, and I continued with the visit. I set her table with communion elements later on. I had a small pewter paten for the wafer and a pewter chalice for the wine. The door was closed, but in the middle of the words of institution, the CNA, who was not a person of color, walked in and apologized for interrupting. She said, "Oh, are you her caregiver?" I pointed to my collar and gestured toward the communion elements. It was not the time for recrimination. "Caregiver," I said. "Well, that's one way of looking at it." In incidents like these, I do find solace in the words of Joseph in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. "Though you intended to do harm to me, God intended for good." Though no harm was intended on the part of those people, unconscious racial bias that assumes the black person in the room is the domestic employee of the white person in the room does hurt and lays the foundation for negative relationships. Not exactly how a pastor wants to engage with parishioners or healthcare professionals. But what continues to give me hope, even in situations like these, is the practice of seeking God in those very incidents. Where is God hidden, and how is God working in that hurt? What also gives me hope is this very thing we're doing now, a willingness to have courageous conversations and delve into what is necessary to build relationships that will bring about the dismantling of racism in our church, in our country, and in this world.